Imagine a world where your reality is just one version among countless others. Every animal inhabits its own sensory bubble, what biologists call an Umwelt, perceiving only a sliver of existence through its unique sensory equipment. A bat navigates by sonar, a butterfly sees ultraviolet patterns invisible to us, and a tick's entire world consists of just three stimuli: the smell of butyric acid, the sensation of hair, and the warmth of blood. This isn't science fiction, it's the extraordinary reality of life on Earth. Our human-centric view has blinded us to these parallel realities. We're visual creatures who see points, share views, and describe futures as bright or dark. This sensory chauvinism leads us to create environments that overwhelm other species' senses. From coastal lights confusing sea turtles to glass panes baffling bat sonar. Understanding other Umwelten requires what psychologist Alexandra Horowitz calls an informed imaginative leap, a skill that may come more naturally to those with perceptual differences. Dogs' seemingly random movements are actually purposeful scent investigations. Their superior olfactory equipment includes more epithelium, neurons, receptor types, and a larger olfactory bulb, with nasal structures creating vortices for continuous scent detection. Humans aren't as smell-blind as commonly believed. We can distinguish similar odors precisely. This perception of poor smell ability is cultural. Hunter-gatherer groups like the Jahai have extensive smell vocabularies comparable to color naming. Nature's smell organs are diverse. Snakes use forked tongues for stereo smell, catfish taste with their entire bodies, and vision itself works through modified chemical sensing, essentially smelling light. Jumping spiders demonstrate remarkable vision through a unique system. Central eyes provide sharp but narrow vision, while secondary eyes handle motion detection. These functions are entirely separate and specialized. Human visual acuity surpasses most animals. We can distinguish zebra stripes from 200 yards, while lions only manage 90 yards. This creates a perceptual bias. We wrongly assume other creatures see as we do. This visual precision comes with trade-offs. Smaller, denser photoreceptors enable high resolution but reduce light sensitivity. Eagles excel at daytime hunting but struggle in darkness, while lions and hyenas prioritize night vision over detail resolution. The Nietzsche's research with their poodle retina challenged the belief that dogs were colorblind. While dogs do see color through two cone classes, compared to humans three, they perceive a more limited spectrum. Color itself isn't inherent in objects, but emerges from our brain comparing signals between cone cells through opponency. Birds have tetrachromatic vision, with four cone types, red, green, blue, and ultraviolet, allowing them to see colors humans can't perceive. These include non-spectral colors like rurple, UV red, gurple, UV green, and yurple, UV yellow, which comprise about a third of natural colors. The difference is dimensional, like comparing a triangle to a pyramid. Mantis shrimps, despite having 12 distinct photoreceptor classes, surprisingly struggle with color discrimination. Their visual system functions more like a barcode scanner, collapsing the spectrum into 12 distinct colors and processing raw signals directly in the brain. The naked mole rat, resembling a water-soaked finger, uniquely tolerates high levels of carbon dioxide and acids that would cause humans intense pain. Their modified pain-sensing neurons don't respond to acids or capsaicin, showing how pain perception varies across species based on evolutionary needs. Fish research highlights the complexity of studying pain across species. Trout injected with irritants show distress behaviors like heavy breathing and rocking motions, which diminish with morphine. While critics argue fish lack the neocortex needed for conscious pain, this view ignores how different animals evolve unique neural solutions. Octopuses display clear pain responses, avoiding areas of previous injury and responding to local anesthetic. Squid exhibit a different adaptation, After localized injuries, they develop body-wide hypersensitivity, keeping them vigilant against attacks from any direction. Fire chaser beetles actively seek heat, gathering at fires and smelting plants. They mate amid flames and lay eggs on charred bark, using specialized infrared detectors, fluid-filled spheres with pressure-sensitive neurons, to locate fires from great distances. Rattlesnakes use heat-sensing pits that function like eyes, with membranes that create thermal images. These pits contain 7,000 nerve endings, detecting temperature changes as small as 0.001 C, enabling them to sense prey's warmth from a meter away. Red-eyed tree frog embryos detect and respond to threatening vibrations, rapidly hatching to escape snake predators while ignoring benign disturbances like rain. Sand scorpions locate prey by sensing insect footstep tremors through specialized ankle sensors, precisely triangulating their location. Bats navigate using vocal muscles that contract 200 times per second, detecting echo delays of millions of seconds. Their sonar strategy evolves during hunting, from long, infrequent pulses while searching to broader frequencies when approaching, culminating in a rapid, terminal buzz during attack. Moths have developed sophisticated anti-bat defenses, scale shedding to muffle echoes, sensitive ears that detect bats from twice the distance bats can detect them, and ultrasonic clicks that jam bat sonar by blurring target position. Daniel Kish, blind since infancy, navigates using tongue click echolocation. He can detect objects behind him, around corners, and through walls, combining this ability with memory, passive hearing, and touch, even while mountain biking. Light pollution now affects 83% of humanity, with artificial light covering a quarter of Earth's surface and growing 2% larger and brighter annually. This luminous fog has disconnected many from seeing the Milky Way and has fragmented animal habitats. In New York City, the annual Tribute in Light Memorial unwittingly traps thousands of migrating birds, which circle within the beams at densities 150 times their normal levels. Human noise has doubled background sound in 63% of protected spaces and increased it tenfold in 21%. Every 3 decibel increase halves the range of audible natural sounds. Urban birds like great tits adapt by singing at higher frequencies or louder volumes, but many species simply abandon noisy areas. The irony is devastating. Just as we've gained unprecedented understanding of animal sensory worlds, we've simultaneously made it harder than ever for animals to experience their natural sensory environments. Modern threats have turned evolutionary adaptations into liabilities. Bats crash into windows because smooth vertical surfaces create misleading echoes. Seabirds follow chemical cues to plastic waste instead of food. Salmon lose their navigational abilities when pesticides damage their sense of smell. Unlike persistent pollutants that linger for centuries, sensory pollution offers an immediate fix. When lights turn off or engines quiet, the environment instantly improves. The COVID-19 pandemic demonstrated this when lockdowns made cities darker and quieter, allowing people to suddenly notice birdsong that had always been there but masked by human noise. Our greatest sensory skill is our ability to imagine other Umwelten. While humans lack ultraviolet vision, magnetoreception, and echolocation, we alone can understand what other creatures perceive and care about their experiences. This choice, this attempt to understand other sensory realities, is not a blessing we've earned, but one we must cherish.